Okay, we learned yesterday that we're on Daf Samach Dalet on the days. That Rabbi Yossi holds the mitzvah is always with the first one, but he does say that if the second one was superior, then use the second one. Tosfos over here discusses whether that applies to our case also. What if the second Seir HaMishtaleach would be superior, would you use the second one? So in one Teretz, Tosfos says no, because since it's not something that's eaten, it's going to be burnt, I mean, or thrown off a cliff, doesn't make a difference if it's Mufcha or not. It's only by things that are going to be eaten, like Korban Pesach, there it makes a difference if it's a better one or not. And the second Teretz, Tosfos says, Eidechadami, over here also, if the Seir HaMishtaleach, the second one, would be superior to the first one, then would be, what's it called also, you use the second one. Omar Rava, Deko Masnishin Kavosei Durav, Ubraisa Kavosei Durav Yochanan. The Mishnah seems to go like Rav, and the Braisa seems to go like Rav Yochanan. Why? Diktani, the Mishnah says, Imshal Shein Meis, right, if the one that was set aside for the Korban Shel Hashem dies, Zesh Olav Agoro Lashem Yiskayim Tachtov. So then you say, you bring two more, and you say, the one that the Goro comes on Shem Hashem should take the place of the original one. The Idach to the Koi Koi. And the other one remains as it is. Meaning that the other one is the Sir Mishtaleach. You use the first one. Right? And therefore, what's it called? We say that Ein Balichayim Vidachim. And the first one is still kosher, and therefore you use the first one. Because he also could Yossi that you could use really either one. But the Bezer wants to use the first one. So that is like Rav. Braisa kavaisid Rav Yochanan. The Braisa seems to say like Rav Yochanan that the first one becomes pasul because it was nidche and yesh dichui v'balichayim and you can only use the second one. How? Diktani, sheni, and the second one, eni odeim sheni shebezug rishonim sheni shebezug sheni, which is the sheni. Right, the second one of the first pair, that's the one you use for what's it called, for the Sirah Mishtaleach, or the second one of the second pair you use for Sirah Mishtaleach. Shu'omer Yo'amad Chai, Velo Shechadeiro Meis, Yo'amad Chai, now the Gemara thinks it means, it should stand alive with the one that's alive, but not with one that died. So that means it's the second one, not the first one. Gemara says, my Mashma, where do you see in the Pasuk that alive is going on the one that died? The Yom HaDchai is talking about the one that's here now. Right? My Mashma, Yom HaDchai, Velok Shekvar Omad. The idea is, now it stands. Not that it stood before. It didn't have two standings, only had one standing. The only one that stood once is the second Sirah Mishtaleach. The first Mishtaleach was Chai, Yom HaDchai once already with the first one, then it died, now it's again Yom HaDchai with the second one. So only one standing, not two. So therefore the Braisa seems to go like Rabbi Yochanan, that the first one's possible because of Dichoy, and only the second Sirah Mishtaleach is Kasher. Rashi. The Mishnah says clearly the first one remains as it was, and that's the one you use for Sirah Mishtaleach, and it's not Nidche. Sheini any odeya masnisen koi. The Bryce is going back on the Mishnah. Sheini shishaninu alav yira. The second one is yira. Which is those? Is it the second one of the first pair or the second one of the second pair? Haki garcino velo shechaveiro meis velo zeh shemeis chaveiro. And not this one that its partner died. Morris says, what's the mashmos that the life is going on the partner, not the Sirah Mishtaleach itself? Morris says, no, it means Yomad Chai Velo Shekvar Omad. The Nidchal Yedei Mises Chadeiro, the Achshef Hu Bo Lazer V'Lamo. The one that stood only once now, not that it stood before, was Nidcha, now it's standing again. Yomad Chai Amida Achas Velo Shtei Amidos. One Amida, not two. Okay, so we have the Mishnah. Taka is mashma like Rav, and the Brais of that, what's it called, Bali Chaim, are not Nidche, and the Brais is mashma like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Nidche. Tanan, Va'od Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah says, and Rabbi Yehuda said something even more than that. Nishba Chadam, Yomus HaMishtaleach. If the dam of the Seir Bifnim spilled out, so now it's not kosher anymore, right, can't do anything with it. So then you can't just use the Sirah Mishtaleach, you have to start again. So you have to bring another two, make Hagrala, right, and what's it called, and make another two. It's a substitute for the Sirah Lashem because the blood spilled out before you had a chance to do all the Avodas. So the mishtaleach is nidcha. Okay, it's nidcha. Yomus ha-mishtaleach. It's not kosher anymore. So you see that what? Yesh dichui b'balichai. Clearly. That it's nidcha. Not like Rav, but like Rabbi Yochanan. Meis ha-mishtaleach yishpoch hadam. If the mishtaleach dies, then you have to spill out the blood. If you already shechted the seir pnimi, and the mishtaleach died, then for sure everybody holds that the first one is nidcha, because it's not balichayv anymore. It's dichoy by things that are what's it called not alive. That everybody holds is dichoy. So this part's not a problem for Rav, but the Reish is a problem on Rav. It says Mefarish that Rabbi Yehuda says if the dam is nishbach, the sira mishtaleach is possible. So yesh dichoy b'balichayv. If the dam spilled out, so now you're going to have to make a new hagrala. So for a time, this sira mishtaleach at this point is pasul, doesn't become kosher again. Therefore, it has to die, and you have to bring another one, right? If you hold balichayim are not nidche. Right now you can't bring that first Sir Meshtaleach, you will make a new Hagrala. But once you'll have another one Lashem, use the first one. Why does it have to die? You could use the first one. Or at least it should be Yireh, whatever, but it doesn't have to die. Omer l'charav, alibad Rabbi Yehuda, lo k'abina. Ki abina, alibad Rabbanan. I never said the same I did, that Bali Chaim are not nidcha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, echanami. Rabbi Yehuda, hataka holds, Bali Chaim are nidcha. But I'm talking in the Chachamim. In the Chachamim, Bali Chaim are not nidcha. And Rabbi Yochanan holds no. Both in Rabbi Yehuda and in the Chachamim, Bali Chaim are nidachim. Shemar says, Bishlam al Rav Baha Plige, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. According to Rav, that's a machlokus, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the what's it called, Bali Chaim are nidcha. Right? And therefore, Nishbach Adam, Yomus HaMishtaleach. And the Rabbanan hold that no, it doesn't, it's Bali Chaim or not Nidcha. And you can even use the first Seira Mishtaleya. El of Rabbi Yochanan B'mai Plige, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the Machlokas? What's it called? Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Omer Rava, Ho Amrin, and Deka Masnisha, Gavais and the Rav. Enochanami, the Mishnah doesn't go according to Rabbi Yochanan. This Mishnah is difficult according to Rabbi Yochanan. We'll see what's going on, how that means. Rashi. Yabus HaMishtaleach, Amma Balechai Nidochim. Since the Sir Hashem now becomes Pasol, and the Sir HaMishtaleach is at this moment Pasol because it doesn't have a partner, you're going to have to wait till the Hagrala, so once it's Nidche, and therefore it has to die. So that goes very good according to Rabbi Yochanan, but not according to Rav. Where it says, "Ki kover aliba the rabbanan, mitkover Rabbi Yehuda va'od la'ashmuina de balichay nidachim." Right, that which Rabbi Yehuda said va'od. Right, not only if what's it called if it died. Where's the original case? See the Mishnah. Says. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says Nishbech Adam Yomus HaMashtaleach Nishbech HaMashtaleach Nishbech Adam. In the Braisa though, Rabbi Yehuda says V'od over Rabbi Yehuda here. Right, Midakom Rabbi Yehuda V'od even if what's it called the dam was nishbach and the seer is still alive, it's yomus hamishtaleach, right? Michlal the shabidu the rabbana damre shady shemizugri shon korah the balichai v'nidachim. Since Rabbi Yehuda said this, it's mashal the rabbana argue on him, and they hold that once you make a new hagrola, you can bring the first seer mishtaleach. Ushneini shemizug shady yira shein chatos sibur mesa. And they also hold that the second one doesn't die either. But it's Yireh. So there's two machloksen over here. One is, what would be with the one that's not kosher? Does it have to die? Or Re'iyah? And then you buy it back, you pulled it, and you, what's it called, you bring a Nedava. Okay, until it gets a mum, then you redeem it with the money you bring it to Davin. That's what the Rabbanan hold. So they argue on Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda argues on them in two ways. One is the one that either one you could use. It's not nidche. Even though the Shalshein became Pasol, and for a time the Sira Mishtalech, the original one, was Pasol, it becomes kosher again when you make a new Hagrom. First Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. It has to die. Second Machlokas. The Rabbanan would hold that even if it would be Pasol, it doesn't have to die. It's what's it called? It's Yira. Because Ein Chatas Tzibur Mesa. The halacha that Chatas Shenischaper Bo Ba'acher dies, that's only what's it called by Chatas Yochid, but not by Chatas Tzibur. And Rabbi Yehuda holds low. Even by Chatas Tzibur it dies. There's two machlokes over here. What do you do with the one that you didn't use? Right? The case where Mesa Mishtaleach. And what's it called? Still have the first one is still alive. So now, and you have to break the Hagrola again. What happens to the one that you don't use? Whichever one that is, right? So that's a Chatas, Shenischaper Bo Bailov. Normally, that's Mace, the other one. But by the Rabban at home, by Chatas Tzibur, you don't say that. It's Yira. But Rabbi Yehuda holds no, it's Mace. So it's what machlokas, whether it's Mace or Yira. The second machlokas is our balichai and nidachim. If the dab was nishbach, is the original Sira Mishtalech puzzle or not? Those are the two machlokas.
Would the Rabban hold that it usher forever?
What?
Would the Rabban hold that even though it's
Yira? No. Once it becomes, gets a mum, you sell it, no. And you bring the nidachim. Right.
Do whatever.
Right. But asel afluge alayu betarte. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Now the Chachamim in two things. The Kamrisu ain't Chatas Tzibur Mesa and the Omer Tavos. That could you say that a Chatas Tzibur doesn't die and it's Yira and she's Stoiv? I argue on that. I hold it does die. That's the first Machlokas. So therefore, if the Sir HaMishtaleach died and now you have to bring another Hagrola for the what's it called, you have now two Shel Hashem. One you're going to bring, and one, what do you do with it? The Chachamim hold, the other one, Yireh. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, Yomus Shoshen. Okay. The old, Lo Bezeh Shamartim Lov Yireh, the Omer Yomus. Elohu Yikra, the Sheni, Shemizug Rishon Yomus. And I also argue, which one is the one that dies? The first one has to die, the second one you can use, because the first one was Nidcheh. So I argue on two things. One is, which is the one you can bring? And what do you do with the one you don't bring? Two machlokes. Bishlam of the Rabba HaPligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Behaiva Ol, the Sefer. That's the machlokes. Whether Balichayim or Nidachim or not. First machlokes is there a din of Chatas Tzibur Mesa or not? Second machlokes is Va'od, I hold Balichayim or Nidcha. And you can't bring the first one anymore. You can only bring the second one. But you hold that you can bring the first one, and the second one doesn't die, it's Yireh. El Rabbi Yochanan, I'm going to quote to Rabbi Yochanan, Da'om Rabbanan, Nami B'Sheni Shemizug Rishon Amri Yireh. I'm going to quote to Rabbi Yochanan that the Rabbanan agree with that first prat in Rabbi Yehuda, that Balichayim are Nidachim, and you can't ever bring the first one again. You can only bring the second one. So there's only one machlokas. Is that one that's Nidcha die, or Yireh? That's the Shaila. So, but my colleague Rabbi Yehuda Alai, Bahav Seifa, he taught Ivaon. What's the new machlokas? The Rabbanan agreed to what Rabbi Yehuda says now. Rabbi Yehuda says, not only that, but if Nishma Chadav, the Sira Mishtaleach dies. Right? So, what's he coming to add? If he's coming to tell me that you can't use that original Sira Mishtaleach, I know that already. The Rabbanan also hold that. Elabai is coming to tell me it dies and it's not Yira. We already know that from the first machlokas. So what's this extra machlokas? Va'od. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Rabbanan Nami, B'sheni Shemizug Rishon Omru Yira, the Mai Polig Rabbi Yehuda Alayu Mahav Seif, but they taught him Va'od. Right, according to Rav, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Sefer. It comes two separate things. One is, in the Reisha, whether it's Yira or Yomus. And the second thing is, what's it called, whether Balichayim or Nidachim or not. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that everybody agrees balei chayim nidachim. And the argument is only what happens to the one that was nidche. Does it die or is it yira? What's this second machlokas? Does it make sense? Barava or Amrina Daika Vasisa Gvaisa Rav Enochanami. I said, I told you already. The Mishnah can't go like Rabbi Yochanan. This Mishnah Taka goes like Rav. But Rabbi Yochanan says, I hold the Braisa is more the halacha, and therefore in the Braisa the machlokas is Taka different machlokas. But Enochanami in the Mishnah won't come out like according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, next piece is all over the next moment, so we'll stop here for today.